With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome. This is a programme brought to you by the good people over at the EvoStick MPL show. Yes, welcome to a brand new weekly supplement called... Well, we came up with the name EvoStick Extra. We kind of think it works. Anyway, I'm Ben. Coming up in the show, we'll be previewing all this weekend's fixtures in both the league and the FA Cup, and we'll be joined by the MPL Facebook group's James Hayes, as well as the Whitby Town Radio Boys. But to kick things off, here's some of the headlines from the EvoStick League. The EvoStick League's Premier Division table might make for depressing reading for Matlock Town fans, with their side second from bottom and 4 points from safety, but joint interim boss Dave Rushberry reckons they are ready for the tough battles to come. Rushberry and veteran midfielder Mark Foster took control of the team affairs this week after last weekend's resignation of Mark Atkins and his assistant Nick Buxton following the 4-0 home defeat by Halesowen Town. The new era under the pair began with another defeat, mind, their fourth on the trot in the top flight when Grantham came from behind to win 2-1 in Lincolnshire on Tuesday evening. But Rushberry says he saw enough in a much improved performance to suggest that the Gladiators can get out of trouble. Skelmersdale United are looking forward to seeing a host of new fans help them celebrate reclaiming top spot in the EvoStick League's top flight this weekend. Tommy Lawson's side went back to the top in the Premier Division table last weekend with a 2-1 victory at Buxton, and on Saturday the club is running a special deal for supporters when they host Frickley Athletic. Skelmersdale officials announced on Tuesday that instead of paying full price at the turnstiles at the West Lancashire College Stadium, season ticket holders from other clubs will be admitted to the fixture for just a fiver. Meanwhile, former Manchester United and West Brom midfielder Ronnie Walwork has signed for EvoStick League's Ashton United. Walwork made 19 appearances during his seven-year spell at Old Trafford and won a Premiership medal in 2001. Now at 37, the former England under-20 international kicked off his career at the Reds but never established himself in the first team. He moved on to West Brom for 6 years and further loan spells at Bradford, Burnley, Barnsley and Huddersfield before a final move to Sheffield Wednesday in 2008. Walwork's arrival at the Premier Division club strengthens a long-held association at Hurst Cross with players who've reached the top levels of the game. And finally, Premier Division side Marine are backing an appeal to overturn a decision by their local council to reject plans to develop the front of their Arriva Stadium. The Mariners announced on Monday that Chester-based developers City Heart Limited had submitted an appeal to Sefton Council's planning committee after their April application to build a new 4,000 square feet convenience store and redevelop the stadium immediately behind the College Road end was rejected. The application highlighted improvements to the existing stadium and will include two new turnstile blocks, a snack kiosk, a groundsman's store, a souvenir shop, a multi-purpose room, perimeter fencing, emergency exit gates and new car parking spaces. And that concludes the news for this week. Well, thank you, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. He's here. James... Oh. Give your regular plug to the MPL Facebook group sponsored by EvoStick. Go on.
Yep. Facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter at the MPL group.
Now, I've got you on to talk about some of the fixtures which are coming up this very weekend. I think really the highlight of is the third qualifying round of the FA Cup, and there's some right games lined up.
Yes, there is. Obviously, other than the four big games for the MPL sides, where we've got guaranteed teams going through. The two that catch in my eye, other than Bamberidge Chorley, because obviously it's a derby.
Yeah.
We've got Buxton v Fylde, the top two for our division and Conference North.
Yeah.
I can see Fylde's maybe slipping up here, especially with Buxton's form at the moment. Three games on the trot and being the FA Cup, obviously one chance and that's it. Another one that's catching my eye, Colwyn Bay v Warrington Town. Now, these two played each other last time in the First Division South. So, naturally, they're going to be his first meeting in about 5-6 years. They always have a good ding-dong with each other. Other than that, some other big ones, Stockport County v Ilkeston Town. Ilkeston, yeah, again, looking to improve the league form. And finally, Michelob v Blyth. Michelob was the furthest they've ever got. They are getting the entire town down on Saturday with no one playing locally, trying to take on the Blyth fans. And obviously, Blyth, fantastic team. So that's going to be a good close one. If anything, I think I can see that one going to a replay.
Well, Mark Joyce, who is a Buxton fan, he got in touch on the MPL Facebook group, and he said it's a tough game at AFC ... I'm assuming that's fouled, but hoping the Bucks shooting boots are on again and Frickley to do us a big favour at Skem. Allott and Southie, stick him in, and he reckons Ilkeston will beat Stockport. Then we can have some on the Conference North group. Now, play nice, Matt Joyce. But Buxton have got a good chance in that game, I reckon.
I think Buxton, if they play to what they've been doing so far recently this season, I can't see him not having given him a good game. Again, if they can get him back to Buxton on Tuesday night, they should beat him in the replay.
We mentioned Warrington against Colwyn Bay. Lloyd Berry on Facebook, he reckons Warrington will hopefully beat Colwyn Bay. Bit indecisive, I'm going to suggest. We mentioned Curzon and Barwell, didn't we?
No, we've not mentioned Curzon and Barwell. But
let's mention them, go on.
Again, a tough game for Curzon, especially with Barwell's defensive style. But I can see Curzon just edging that realistically by one or two goals and being one of the representatives in the fourth qualifying round.
Oliver Newell has said, Curzon travelled to Barwell for what should be a cracking FA Cup away day. Plenty of fans travelling for the Nash. And after a 4-1 win against Barwell last week at the Tameside Stadium, hopefully we will see more of the same. Oliver, a little tip if you're travelling to Barwell, try the burger. Kingsland Town against Lancaster City.
I can see Kingsland edging that one about 2-0. Lancaster's form, they've been up and down in the league most of the season.
Speaking from personal experience, Lancaster are a very good side, but that's a long way to go in it on a Saturday for an FA Cup match.
Especially this time of year as well.
Other games involving MPL sides in the third qualifying round. Shildon will be hosting Stourbridge, and we've had some correspondence in with regards to that game. Jack Nevercott on Facebook said, Stour to get turned over at Shildon. I'll be there with Stour, mind you. That's the spirit, Jack. That's the spirit. But we'll have to wait and see. Also, we should say Leek Town. They're playing Boston United.
Boston ex-MPL side in the Wonder League. I don't think it should be a... Realistically, they should be a Conference North side. They have been struggling the last couple of seasons. Again, the fact that financial incentive could be there to get Boston playing, especially with the players as well. But Leek, not exactly the easiest ground to go and play at. If Leek can get a draw, fantastic, but I can't see him advancing any further in the competition this year.
So, your hopes, there's going to be four sides guaranteed to go through from MPL. Any more that you can see?
I'm going to say seven are going.
Seven.
Including our four,
yes.
Seven altogether. And I can see, my guess, Warrington Town will be amongst them.
And who are the other two?
Now, my guess is, I will say, Ilkeston as well.
Yeah.
And one will come through a replay, but I'll have to wait until the replays get announced first before I shout that one.
Okay, fair enough. Right, league form. Okay, so this is what FC United's in it for this year, the league. So that's where we'll move to next. Well, let's start up at the top end. Skelmersdale United are hosting Frickley Athletic. Pretty straightforward. However, Frickley are, well, quite surprising at the moment. Nantwich Town are hosting FC United of Manchester in a mid-table ding-dong there. Ramsbottom United hosting Belper Town. Rushall Olympic are hosting Workington, and we've had some correspondence in on that one from David Osborne, who says Rushall take on Workington at Dales Lane this Saturday. Miserly Town haven't conceded or scored much this season, so this is a banker free all. In all seriousness, though, I'll take a 2-1 Rushall win any day. Well, good luck to both teams there. Whitby Town against Trafford. We've got an interview coming up shortly with Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, so we'll cover that one there. And Witton Albion with their new manager playing Matlock Town, also with their new manager.
Witton Albion, Matlock game's the biggest one there in the division this week to see what the new managers are like. Matlock need to start getting wins. If they don't, they're going to get cut off. Same with Belper Town. To be 7-8 points behind at this time of the season, and have games against them with other teams, it's going to be an uphill struggle. I know we talked about it on the last MPL show, but Matlock, I can see Witton Albion knocking a few past. Tony Southern's not exactly the silliest of managers. And obviously, the result against Crewe last night, they did themselves proud of his first game. It's not an easy place to go to, as well at Gresley Road, in front to make your first debut there as a manager. FC United traveling to Nantwich. FC should as much as I love Danny, I can't see FC needs to...
Hey, don't jinx it. Oi, don't jinx it. That's the Premier Division. And, of course, we'll have a little bit of a review of everything that goes on next week's Evo Stick Extra. This is a new thing, so we'll see how it pans out. In Division 1 North... there's all kinds of games taking place. Obviously, Radcliffe Borough are playing somebody. They're playing Clitheroe. But the big game of the day, Shawley, is up at Farnsley. Farnsley against Salford City, which, by my reckoning, is third against first.
Yep, and also Salford have lost the last two games now as well, getting knocked out of the FA Cup and a defeat to Oldham Borough in the Manchester Premier.
The wheels have come off. The wheels have come off.
Who knows? Well, Manchester Premier Cup, let's be honest. After seeing the team sheets of that match, I don't think most teams were interested. But Salford, they'll bounce back.
And in Division 1 South, arguably the game of the day, I am going to suggest, is Loughborough Dynamo against Gresley FC. That's second against fourth. That's in Division 1 South. So if you're in that neck of the woods, head off to Loughborough. For Loughborough Dynamo against Gresley FC.
The one big thing as well is since the last podcast, Loughborough Dynamo's entire back team has now resigned as well.
Yes.
So points there for Gresley. If he can play without a manager, it's a fantastic team. If he can't and they get here, Pete Everly, it's going to be an uphill struggle to prepare the team.
And on that note, I think we've covered pretty much everything there. So thank you, James. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we draw a close?
No, obviously good luck to the teams in the FA Cup and hopefully... if you're going to the Curzon Ashton v Blythe game on Monday, subject to replays, keep your eye out for me and Stu because we'll be doing a crossbar challenge at halftime as well.
right, and that's James Hayes, administrator and moderator for the EvoStick MPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at...
facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter @the MPL group.
Now, James, this could be the start of something magical or it could be the last thing that we ever do together, but... thank you for joining us on the first ever Evo Stick Extra.
No worries, and I welcome all the complaints coming on the MPL group.
Thanks, James. See you later. Bye. Right, we're now joined by Andrew Snaith, all the way from North Yorkshire, from Whitby Town Radio. How are you, Andrew?
Not too bad, Ben. How's it going?
I'm not so bad. We've got you on, and I feel sorry. Because we had you on the Evo Stick MPL show a couple of months back, and both you and Paul both said, we're going to be slow burners, don't expect anything too dramatic. And last week, before the FC game, were you fifth?
Yeah, we were, actually. It was a weird quirk of the fixtures. I think it's because we're the only team in the league who want to play on a Wednesday in midweek. And the last couple of weeks, we've had the chance to go fifth. Unfortunately, cocked it up this week, but I draw no with Workington, which presumably is just some kind of rites of passage in the entire Premier Division that everybody draws no with Workington. We we arrived in fifth. Yeah, we could have really pushed on, but
it could have been a great show last week. You know, mentioning the high flying Whitby Town and all that. Instead, I've got you on in your 11th. But you have got a game this weekend, and it's a game against Trafford. What do you reckon?
Well, we've played them already this season. Last month, we had a 6-goal thriller. It was 3-3, and really, end to end stuff as you'd expect. And both teams trading the lead, and difficult one to keep up with. Really, as a commentator, it was 3-2 at half time to us. And Trafford, really good attacking options. I think their top men, Shelton Payne and Michael Oates, they've got 17 goals between them in the league, which is I think it's almost as many as we've got in for between the entire team. So they're going to be the danger men, as you'd expect. And it's not an area that we're really doing the business in up front. As I say, no with Workington, of course, 2-0 defeat at FC at the weekend. It's something that Darren Williams is well aware of, and I know he has got a few players in mind. He won't tell me any of the names, as he never does. No. But yes, it's certainly something we're aware of, and it'd be intriguing, actually. So a little bit of a clash of styles, but we like to get the ball down and play as well as Trafford do. So it could be a good game for the neutrals again.
So a couple of months into the season, is it going as you'd hoped?
It's going okay. I mean, if you'd asked me that back in August after three straight defeats, I'd have been a bit more panicky. But we do this every season anyway. We had three defeats, then three draws, and a couple of wins, and yeah, we went to FC on the back of eight games unbeaten in the league. So it's steady away, really. I mean, under Darren Williams, his first season, he kept us up on the last day of the season at Buxton, then secured a 12th place finish, and last season we were ninth. So yeah, Anything above ninth, we'd
it's
be delighted.
Progress.
But it's been steady. Steady.
Well, you're only 2 points off the playoffs at the moment, so we'll see how you get on Saturday. But just a quick question while you're on. Shildon are in your neck of the woods, aren't they?
Yeah, not too far away. So County Durham, yeah.
The County Durham, Northern team, they're playing Stourbridge this weekend in the FA Cup. Any words of wisdom?
Well, Shildon are a decent team, actually. I mean, the Northern League's weird. I don't know whether you guys are sort of aware of the fact that it's a little bit of in a false position as far as the pyramid's concerned.
Yes.
There are a lot of teams in that top half who could handle themselves in the Evo Stick Premier, even, as well as the First Division North. And Shildon are one of them, I think, after playing them. Obviously, they knocked us out of the FA Cup. And they've got some very good players. Some real good attacking options. Ben Wood going forward, he's a skillful player. Craig Ruddy in there as well, he's a decent player. The defence are really more strong, solid, organised than anything spectacular. But they're a very well-drilled team. And yeah, I would expect a game on a par with something they would face in the league. I think it will be up to that standard. And I think Stourbridge are actually in a better position to play Shildon than we were.
Yes.
So I think they can take them on physically. Stourbridge are a big, strong side. And Shildon's manager even came out, Gary Forrest, and said that they'd knocked out Stalybridge in the last round, as you're probably aware, and from the Conference North. But they still think that Stourbridge are going to be a bigger test. Maybe he's just saying that, but I think there will be. They'll push them all the way. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to a replay, but I don't think Shildon will knock them out.
And obviously, you're the unofficial North East correspondent on the MPL show. And we've got Blythe Spartans at Micklover Sports and Ashton United at Spennymoor. Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, Spennymoor knocked Ashton out of the FA Cup this stage a couple of seasons back, I think, beating 3-0. Wouldn't be surprised if they do them again. They beat Scarborough 4-1 in midweek. As I'm from Whitby, I'm duty-bound to mention that.
Sure.
I wouldn't be shocked if Spennymoor beat Ashton. Micklover, well, obviously you'd fancy Spartans in that one. Micklover aren't going too badly, I don't think, this season. But, I think Blythe will probably have too much for them. I'd like the fact that I'm the unofficial North East correspondent.
Yes.
Is that in the same way that Swampy is the unofficial Southern Division correspondent?
We might have sorted that. Someone came forward this past week, so we might have a Southern correspondent. This is very exciting.
Fantastic.
Just before you go, you're commentating tomorrow, right? On Saturday, I'm assuming?
I'm not actually. I'm just having. I'm going to be at the ground. I tell you what. I had the thrill of a lifetime at Trafford last time in that six goal thriller.
Yes.
Because I was in the media bit anyway, doing the commentary. They actually asked me to do a bit of an announcement on the PA, which is just an absolute treat. And as one of our usual match day announcers is away on Saturday, I'm actually going to be helping out with that.
Right.
So it'll be Paul Connolly and Matty Aiton doing the business on the mics for Whitby Town Radio. Just very quickly, and I apologise for doing a bit of a plug, but we've got our highest audience so far for the Workington game on Wednesday night, so we're absolutely delighted with that. So it's going pretty well. I think we had a lot of neutrals listening in as well. We had
yes.
a few Rushall and Buxton people as well that I know of, so we're pretty pleased with that.
So Whitby Town against Trafford tomorrow at 3 o'clock. If you can't make it, tune into Whitby Town Radio, available at this website that Andrew Snaith's about to read out now.
Yeah, whitby-town.com. Top right is a link, and there's also a link on the menus to the left. I'll give you the full URL, but it's very long and you will forget it.
Andrew, thanks for joining us, and you can get back to your Mickey Mouse international match you're watching.
Love it. Cheers, Ben.
A nice one, mate. So that's the end of this Evo Stick Extra show. If it works, we might be back next week. If it didn't work, then we might be back next week. But thanks for joining us on the show. Thank you, of course, to all my guests. You can discuss all the goings-on in the Evo Stick Premier Division by joining in all the fun and games on the MPL Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. And of course, you can get in touch with them on Twitter. That's at the NPL group. Or you could follow the NPL show. That's at NPL show. All correspondence is welcome. And wherever you're going this weekend to watch your Evo Stick NPL game, make sure you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick. The strongest adhesives you can buy.